forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving
Saturday. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm here till 3 today, I believe, unless someone doesn't show up. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I have Lucretia's Daggers. I have Lucretia and Jason Skulls coming in from also other bands. They have why can't I think of them now? Well, they do have other bands, and they're going to be introducing them, and we'll be playing songs from them. And it will be really cool. Harrison, Dead Harrison, that's one of the bands. And Pestilence, and I'll find it. But they're on their way in. Lucretia and Skulls to join me and play some groovy tunes. Something like this. Okay, before Lucretia kills me, it's Lucretia's Daggers, Dead Harrison, and Plague and Pestilence are the names of Jason Skulls and Lucretia's bands. So, we're going to hear from them shortly. They should be here any minute now. In the meantime, here's some Kinks on a Crash Course for the Ravers.
Stars in heaven. every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't tread on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. They sadly pass him by. Her voice stepping on Bela Lugosi, because he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. You recognize some that you've not even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star. Everybody's in showbiz, it doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along the Hollywood Boulevard. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Hollywood movie show, a fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain, and celluloid heroes never
back to the Kinks. We're just about to wind up the program with one last number. Thank you.
Oh, no, really. Thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure. Hope you like our new LP. This is a song called Skin and Bone for all the fat people in the audience. All right.
Take a look around. Revolution. She can be more than a dream and a flash of brilliant light. Millions apart, millions can be seen. It's the end of the earth. No time to fight and say. It's the end of the earth. No time to fight and say. Sink or swim, rise never fall. Something's got to change. Yeah. Whoa. Breaking down all the walls till every last one of them falls. Breaking down all the walls till every last one of them falls. Breaking down all the walls till every last one of them falls. Breaking down all the walls till every last one of them falls. It will begin when all else ends.
Lonely old woman died in her bed. Had 24 cats that hadn't been fed. It took the cops 3 weeks to discover the mess. By then they had acquired a taste for human flesh. ASPCA came to cart the cats away, quarantine them all in cages, but the very same day, the cats got loose and they started to growl, and the veterinarian was disemboweled. Lab was open wide. The cats escaped into the countryside. Two of them got hit by a runaway train. The rest soldiered on in the quest for human brains. A house of little children is the perfect hiding place. No one can resist the cutest kitten face. Tommy let them in, and before he could shout, the cat's got Tommy's mommy and clawed her insides out. After claiming numerous victims, they start to multiply. Kittens in the springtime with milky undead eyes, rolling in the catnip and plotting your demise. You're just a human scratching post, so kiss your ass goodbye.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Plague and Pestilence, who I have right here. What's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. So we got Lucretia X Machina, Jason Skulls.
That's me.
You guys are a couple, right?
We are. A couple of something.
you live together?
Yes,
we do. Yeah. With our cat Magic.
That's right.
I was actually at the place one time. You had a party there.
Yep. And we played that song, actually, out in the backyard, as well as some others from Plague and Pestilence, which is our COVID-19 cover parody project that I don't know that we're going to continue, but it's, as you could hear, it's just a kind of a electroacoustic.
A fun COVID
silly
project.
Thing, yes. Just to fill,
exactly.
Fill the time while we were waiting to do other things. And, so that one actually was a cover of a Sans Nomenclature song, and the other one we'd like to play is the namesake of our band. We switched it around. We call ourselves Plague and Pestilence, but the song is Pestilence and Plague by Judas Priest, and that's the one that got me thinking, oh, we should do this.
Is that, COVID. What number is that, number 3?
What do we decide?
It was the first one.
First one.
Yeah.
All right. You want to explain it a bit?
Nope. It's a Judas Priest cover, or rather a cover of their song "Pestilence and Plague."
Yeah, I'm a big Judas Priest fan. Mm-hmm. She happened to hear this somehow and was like, "Oh, this song's really good. I'd love to do it." And I'm like, "Oh, really?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Okay, so let's."
Yeah.
And as she said, that was the thing that kind of started the ball rolling for us to do a little project together. From there, I think that one, all the lyrics are pretty much the same. From there, we started developing kind of parodies, adding different lyrics. The Zombie Cats, which you just heard, I was actually in Sans Nomenclature.
Wow.
I played guitar in that group, and you know, our late friend Anderson Marr wrote the lyrics to that, so I just thought it would be a nice song for us to do and, you know, cover something good. So
I'm
that's,
sorry you lost your friend there.
Yeah, we all are.
Yep.
Okay.
A while ago.
So let's hear this Judas Priest song, huh?
All
sure.
right, let's do it.
Something happened at the end of that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cut off. Oh, well.
Oh, well. It's on the CD, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, well. Well, that's what you get for a DIY, and, you know, it's just an acoustic thing that we did.
Yeah, let me get your mics up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so it's okay. It was a DIY thing that we did with... I play cajon, which, you know, I'm not really... I don't play any instruments.
What was the name of that song?
That was... Pestilence and Plague by Judas Priest, but covered by Plague and Pestilence.
Yeah. Okay.
Out of Watertown, Massachusetts.
So anyone listening, sorry that the song just got cut off.
Yeah, but you probably know it anyway. And Jason played guitar and all these, and I play cajon, which I don't normally do. It's just, you know.
Well, hopefully none of our other songs get cut off.
I know, right?
Okay, here we go.
That was a surprise.
Yeah, let's try another one, huh? Or let's talk a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
What are your backgrounds? Let's start with Lucretia.
What, as a band member?
No, well, like, where are you from?
From Waltham, and I made a big jump to Watertown 31 years ago, and I've been in the same house ever since.
Wow.
You've been there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And how about you, Skulls?
Originally from Nashua, New Hampshire, and spent some years down in Long Island, New York, through my late teens and early 20s. Came back up this way to Nashua, was there for some years, and met Lucretia. Eventually moved down here to Watertown with her, and I've been here at least 10 plus years at this
yep.
point. So, yeah.
Very good.
And so, we have our own bands.
Yeah, so your own band is Lucretia's Daggers,
yep.
and he is Dead Harrison.
Correct,
yep.
Very good. Now, is this even going to work? It says,
we'll see.
Okay.
I played them on my computer last night, and
yeah,
they were fine.
It's a computer, though.
How about the disc? You know.
We're going old school. We went with the CD.
That's right, CDR.
I think the Dead Harrison songs will come straight from the computer, so those should be okay.
Okay, I'm just wondering why this says this. Because it's trying to queue, I think.
If all else fails, I do have the previous EP.
You know, that might be a better way to go.
Yeah, it just won't have this on it. So yeah. Lucretia's Daggers is 20 years old, and we had this really great event at the Rockwell in Somerville for Halloween, and we called it our 20th year bandiversary. We had Dead Harrison play with us.
Dead
That's
Harrison?
Jason.
Sound like Dead Harrison.
No, Dead Harrison. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well.
Happy the Clown, we're another Happy Nor Clowns.
Oh, I love Schmel.
I know, right?
Yep.
He's in your band,
yeah,
Thigh Scrapers.
Yeah, he's my bassist.
Hi, Al. And the other band was Lobotomobile, and it was a great show. And so we've started writing new material. I have two other band members, Donnie Darko on bass and the Horace Grimsby on guitar and laptop, who we've named Lazarus because it's risen again from the dead. But amongst the three of us, Horace has come on only a year ago, and he's just really had us go like bang. Spit it out. Gangbusters. producing new material. And we're going to have a couple big shows coming up, which I will also announce. Do you think you have it up
I
yet?
I think I fixed it. What's number three?
It's called, I hope, Paranoid Androids. And we debuted it at what I just mentioned,
Rockwell. Is that Radiohead song?
No, it's I like the title though, right?
Yeah.
So no, I wrote this about an ex-housemate, and I think some
Uh-oh.
People can relate.
Yeah. All right. Paranoid Android. And this is this a Lucretia Dagger?
This is Lucretia's Daggers original. Yes.
All right.
Paranoid Androids. Paranoid androids, ungrateful people.
kind of stupid, petty and selfish. What is your end game? To try to take over something that's not yours to gain. What the f*** were you thinking? What the hell did you think would happen if you were so unhappy? Why not just leave us alone?
Paranoid androids. Correct. And, yeah. Your mic is up.
Okay. Is it?
I don't know why I can't hear you. It's
Same.
Up. Just speak right into the mic.
I'm speaking right into the mic.
And it's not sounding like
no.
it.
Technical difficulties. I hear myself.
Hello. I hear you too. Can
yeah.
you be over there?
I don't know why that's down. You guys share a mic.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's just do that.
Okay, cool. So that's from Lucretius Daggers. We have some shows coming up. Shall I just go into that?
Oh, yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, cool. So we got two that are scheduled right now. And one, the first one is February 26th, Sunday, at the Jungle Community Center at 10 p.m. It's a free show. The Jungle is in Union Square, Somerville. And opening for us at 9 is Richard Crowe, I believe. Yes, and at 11 is Auction Mom. And if anybody can get me a link to auction-mom, I'd be very happy to hear what Auction Mom does and what they're about, because I can't find them.
Love the name.
But we're going to, yeah, it's kind of going to be a preface to the next show, which is Wednesday, March 28th at FET in Providence. And these are hard to get. And this one's going to be a really good one. We'll start either at 9 or 10. We're not sure which. And we're looking for a fourth band. So if you know anybody really cool, and especially if they're in the Providence area, hit us up. That one is going to be with Rob Paczynski and A Fifth Column. And we are all kind of 80s, new age, gothy. So it should be a fun set.
Scrapers wouldn't fit in.
Scrapers would fit in, but are you available? Did we try?
Date?
It's a Wednesday, so tough. Wednesday night, March 28th. Think about it.
I can ask the guys if you want.
Sure. And then we're looking at the Magic Room in Norwood for a three-band bill on a Saturday in June. And we think we're going to be opening up for a big headliner coming through Boston. Could be a metal. I won't say anything more about that. I was just talking to Desmond.
You have some names, though.
Well, yeah. Desi and I are trying to come up with a big band party cover band bill. You know, just something really fun for the summer. And we'll
B-52s.
Oh, my God. Is there a B-52s cover band? I would take that so hard. I'm going to let you speak, too, I know, but it's taking everything up. But I did want to go a little bit back to Plague and Pestilence and just give the list of the songs that we did.
Sure.
I know they're not high quality. They're intentionally not. So I'm not trying to be a super apologist about this, but we did do it just for fun on YouTube, and it's on Facebook at Pestilence and Plague. And the and is an... Oh, no. Yeah, that's true. See, even I did it backwards. We are Plague...
And Pestilence.
Yeah, that's how we introduced all of our songs. So they're on YouTube, and we do have a page on Facebook to that effect. And the and is an ampersand, you know, that little guy.
Yeah.
So we did the song that Jason Skulls and I actually did a long time ago, and he was filling in for Lucretius Daggers at the time, was Metal Gods by Judas Priest. So it's not like we're new to the Judas Priest thing. And we we decided that should be also part of Plague and Pestilence, but instead of Metal Gods, I rewrote it as Viral Gods.
Mm.
Okay, and then we also did Germs by Weird Al Yankovic, and it was perfect as is, because we're talking about COVID here. And we did Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads as Life During Quarantine.
Mm.
Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit as Smells Like Disinfectant, which is a parody by Adrian Grimes, and we got his permission to do so.
All right.
That was fun. Roxanne by the Police as Vaccine, and that featured Donnie Darko, Lucretius Daggers' bassist, on bass. And we, of course, we did Zombie Cats by Sans.
Does he see rabbits?
Does he see rabbits? Very, very tall ones like himself. In fact, he was from a band. He had his own band called Tall, T-A-L-L, and all the letters were tall. And everybody in the band was tall except the singer. She was very, very short. And it was, that was pretty funny. And actually, Lucretius Daggers is going to be using tall material as well. So we're really mixing it up. All three of us have a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We did Zombie Cats by Sans Nomenclature. That's the CD that didn't finish. Well, finish that song. It didn't finish Pestilence and Plague. But that's okay. People know it. And all of these were taped in our band practice space in Watertown. And we have a different look for each. Like for Quiet Riot's We're All Crazy Now as Mama. We All Have COVID Now, which was the last one we did. I dressed up as singer.
Kevin DeBrow,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the album cover, and I wore a silver mask for the beginning of it. So they're all very creative just for the...
Sounds great.
Just for doing that. Hey, I think we should talk to Jason Skulls now.
What's up, Jason?
Yeah, I like that idea. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Everything's great. We're here. Get to talk about the bands, be on the radio. I love it. It's been a while since we've been on MFO, so...
So nice. Your band's Dead Harrison.
Dead Harrison, correct.
Where'd they come from?
Nashua, New Hampshire. When I moved back to New Hampshire from Long Island, I was looking for a group to play in. Had a little this or that with a couple groups, and eventually fell in with Andre, a.k.a. Dre the Undead. And, I thought that his mindset to music was... similar to mine, and that I needed to play with him, and that he was playing with Mongrel at the time as a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just worked out. He was trying to do his own thing separately and drum and sing, and we got on, and we got with his brother Sean, a.k.a. Sean the Dead. And so it was the three of us for quite some time, and I moved down here, and we continued the band going, no reason to drop it. And... just a couple of years back, we picked up a drummer, which is something we've been talking about for years and years, just to let Andre not have to play drums and actually be up front and have a, an actual front person. So our drummer's name is Thrax, and he plays in multiple groups. He plays with Faith Ann Band. He plays with Dank Sinatra. He plays with a bunch of other groups as well. I believe Dank was down here a month or two ago doing one of the shows, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And he's played with a bunch of other people around too. But he's really great. And, we've been doing this for a while, and we're currently in the process of recording our next new album. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay, I'm looking you up on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's one more we want to play off this album, though, but it's scaring me, though, because it says CD, DVD, ROM.
There's nothing else on her disc. It was just
Okay.
It was just another copy of Paranoid Android, yeah. So her disc is done, and anything that you pull up from Dead Harrison, I'll talk about it. And
is that all we have left to play? It's Dead Harrison? If you give me
There's more Lucretius Daggers songs. She has some other stuff that's really good quality. So, yeah, we can play a little of this, a little of that. A
little Lucretius Daggers.
Well, but he just spoke, so we could play his now.
No, I already
see,
have
we're
it
being
out.
Fair.
I already have it out. Don't fight, kids.
All right. So this is our EP from April a few years ago before COVID, and it is called Thoughts and Prayers. You can choose anything of that, but I suggest Thoughts and Prayers.
Sounds good.
We're a socio-political electro-rock mixed genre, da-da-da-da-da. Here we go.
Here we go. Lucretius Vargas. Thoughts and Prayers. Anything you'd like to say about that one, Lucretia?
That and four other tracks were produced in Waltham at the studio that is now no longer going to exist.
I know.
So, what do we call it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's called No Longer There. Sorry, Jack.
Watch Factory or something.
Yeah, the Watch Factory. So, bummer. We're going to do another one, I guess. New Army.
New Army from Plague and Pestilence.
No, these are all Lucretius Daggers.
Oh God, I knew I'd do that.
you wanted to play Lucretius Daggers and now he's confused.
New Army from Lucretius Daggers.
Good job.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Thanks. So that one has a video, as does Lonely Island, which you could play as well if you want. Both of them, again, during the pandemic, I had downtime. So what was I going to do? Plus, I was waiting to get a new guitarist, I think. So, yeah, I had to do something. And I got a grant from the Watertown Cultural Council for one video and a second one. I did an Indiegogo campaign. And out of the two, New Army, which is about climate change, and Lonely Island, which is depression, mental health awareness, which was also filmed in Watertown.
How did you get the money from Watertown, the grant? That's kind of wild.
I applied.
Oh, you applied?
I didn't get a lot of money. But
you said my band needs a video?
Yeah, they wanted social art awareness type things. And I was like, well, especially if we produce it in Watertown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's free. You know, we distribute it to all the groups. I'm an environmentalist, and I'm on the environmental energy committee in Watertown.
So that must help.
So I know a lot of people in the community and say, hey, here's a free video, distribute for these educational reasons. There you go.
I guess I'm looking at other ways to get things done besides use my own money.
Well, but it's a lot of work to get a grant, and it's not a lot of money. So when you factor in the time, it's
like,
I don't know.
It wasn't really worth it.
Not really. But hey, we can say we got a grant from the Watertown Cultural
Council.
That's
pretty cool.
And then the other videos that we have recently, I was telling you about the Rockwell show, which you were at in October. We produced three for, one is for Scapegoat, another is for The Mob, which is about January 6th, and Paranoid Androids, which we heard earlier. And we lost the video that Jason Skulls actually took of us at that show.
How do you lose it?
Camera just broke. I don't know. Yeah, it got trashed. So instead, we took photos that were taken by Dave Sage. Hi, Dave. And put them together as slideshows for each of the three songs with lyrics. So you can actually follow along and sing with us. And all of that was produced by Horace Grimsby, who is our fantastic new guitarist / laptop extraordinaire. And that's why we have a whole new band as of last year. So it's been 1 year with Horace Grimsby, and we are going to go, like I said, we're going to do some performances now. You will see theatrics on stage with this guy. That was his thing from the beginning. Do you want to put some, you know, some panache on this? I'm like, totally.
Is he going to, like, flip around like Iggy Pop?
He's not going to do that, but if you come to the show at The Jungle on February 26th, Sunday at 9 o'clock, you will see some fantastic theatrics for Paranoid Androids and possibly, and also The Mob, and maybe a few other things.
All right. Bad Moon Rising.
Yeah, Bad Moon Rising. Cover from Creedence Clearwater Revival with our own Dead Harrison spin on it. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Ready to hear it?
I am.
All right. Here we go.